The bio-based plastics are made from agricultural product, bio-based materials, such as soybean oil or starch, which is obtained from corn or even wheat. So then also cellulose, which is obtained from tree. And also we use agricultural byproduct like corn stover, wheat, rice, barley, straw, sorghum stalks, and sugarcane bagasse. These are byproducts. So basically we take them and convert them into plastic. And these are called bio-based plastics, bioplastic. They have properties similar to those of conventional plastics, but they can be, they are biodegradable. So consumers and are increasingly interested in alternative bio solution, which we are trying to provide.
Absolutely. And recently, you were just a recipient of the Fulbright Scholarship Award or Scholar Fellowship Award. Tell me a little bit about what that is and how that works.
I'm honored and humbled to receive the Fulbright U.S. Scholar as one of the ARS scientists. Fulbright Scholarship recognizes the value of cross-cultural exchange of ideas in science, arts, literature, music, education, and almost any other field, medicine, and any other field you can think of. The award will allow me to further research on bio-based polymers, which we are conducting at the Ag Lab Peoria. And the ultimate goal of our my Fulbright Scholarship is to fulfill immediate and profound need for environmentally friendly and biodegradable material derived from agriculture products through sustainable technology, that which is green technology, energy, environment-friendly technology. This will reduce reliance on petroleum and make product biodegradable, which can be recycled.
Are you at the point now where you're able to make these products on like a mass production scale, or is that something that you're still kind of working up to?
No, we are not there yet. We are talking with industry, but in the lab scale, we have demonstrated and we have reported our result, which has very positive, feedback. And, my Fulbright also to some extent result of all these scientific achievements.
Is there anything else you would like the WCBU listeners to know about your work or about this particular project?
All these international collaboration, national and international, is very important. And when visiting scientists come, it's all expenses paid by their countries. So it really helps our agenda, also their agenda, because all this bioplastic issue is very valuable to the whole world. It is not just for U.S. or not just for Europe. It is for everywhere in the world. I think future looks very bright. I need to get back to work.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.